Greetings. Welcome to Naturally. This is Brigitte Mars to talk about the five flavors. You know, as a culture, Americans tend to focus on two main flavors. You got it, sweet and salty. And unfortunately, our sweet and salty flavors are often very, very refined. We tend to have an abundance of white sugar available to us in many different guises. And even our salt is refined. Most salt is heated to about 1400 degrees, the minerals removed, and sold to the vitamin companies. Where do you think they got all those minerals from? But when we taste different flavors, it actually sends a message to our brain. And according to the principles of Asian medicine, each one of the flavors affects a different organ system. And I think one of the reasons why we love to go out for ethnic food is because it's an opportunity to try some of those salsas and chutneys and condiments that are different flavors. So in general, the sweet and pungent flavors are considered warming and upward moving, whereas the sour and bitter flavors, also have a drying effect, and salty flavor tends to have a cooling effect. So we can eat a wide variety of flavors so that we're energizing all the different organs in our body. And of course, we want to expand our repertoire and have a balance. We don't want to overdo any of them. But the sour flavor actually has a special affinity for our liver and gallbladder. And the sour flavor usually indicates that there's some kind of acids present, like citric acid or malic acid or ascorbic acid. The sour flavor can stimulate our appetite, increase saliva production, aid in fat metabolism, and it is considered a diaphoretic and refreshing. It has sort of a cleansing energy. So my grandmother always started her day with the juice of half a lemon in a cup of warm water. And since lemons weren't always available in the dark, cold Canadian winters, then apple cider vinegar would be another way of getting the sour flavor. We also get the sour flavor from things like berries, like strawberries and raspberries, and from citrus fruits, oranges and grapefruit and limes and lemons. But there's also herbs that can give us the sour flavor: rose hips, lemongrass, hawthorn berries. So know that every flavor has a function. And just like I'm always encouraging us to eat a wide variety of colors, I would also say eat a wide variety of flavors. Thanks for joining me, Brigitte Mars, on Naturally.